Blog Talk Radio.
There's something about young love.
Young love.
So many people say that it is so impossible.
Yeah,
impossible.
Yeah,
yeah, impossible. This is how I feel. Ever since I met you, girl, everything about me changed. Suddenly I feel alive, something about you by my side. Me and you against the world, finally a diamond girl. I ain't even been the same ever since I heard your name, girl.
My heart gets a beat sometimes.
I've been waiting all my life, think I finally found my wife. I don't wanna rush your heart, take your time, sweetheart. Say the word and I'll come wherever you are. Shorty, yeah, when you need me, just reach out, and I'll be close enough to witness the moment you say, yeah, for me to live without you, for me to breathe without you, cause I can see just who I'm supposed to be. Look what our love can do. Got forever in my sight. I saw heaven in your eyes. Just what I was dreaming of. Need you on my team because you make me a superstar. I don't need a fancy car.
You are.
I've been waiting all my life. I think I finally found my wife. Wanna walk you down that aisle. Me and you together now. Happiness everywhere. Since I found my shorty. To witness the moment you say, for me to live
without you,
for me to
live without you,
cause I can see just who I'm supposed to be.
You know what it is? It's Wednesday night with your boy, your host Picasso here on Love Fantasies, where we do it up each and every weekend. Now tonight, we're going to get into the topic. Also, I have a special co-host, which is one of my very, 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 very good friends. She is the Deputy Editor-in-Chief, Adon Diva. GQ Palace Radio listeners, I would like to introduce to y'all Miss Leslie. Miss Leslie, how are you doing?
It's me, Leslie Don Diva's Diva, Don Diva Magazine Deputy Editor-in-Chief. What's up, my boy Picasso? How are you, baby?
I'm doing very good, and I'm glad you decided to come co-host with me and actually hold me down tonight. Now, to let everybody know out there, Miss Leslie's been busy with me. We've been doing some things together, and she's been holding things down. And tonight, she will be rocking with us here on GQ Palace Radio. So I want all my listeners to call in, not only show you love and give you the love that you feel. Now, hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I want to put everybody out here on this something real quick. Miss Leslie came up in here looking fine as hell. Hey, Miss Leslie. She got it going on, y'all. So listen.
You're making me blush. Stop it.
She definitely got it going on. So listen, this is what we're going to do for everyone tonight, right? We're going to get into the topic later on. We're going to be chit-chatting with Miss Les, you know, to hear a little bit about her, the things that she got going on, everything else like that. And she's going to actually be holding us down on the topics. Now, y'all know, listen, we only keep this for the grown and sexy, so the kids need to be in the bed. Y'all don't need to
good
be
night,
away from this.
Good night, young ones. My mouth is so filthy.
We're going to try to keep it clean as much as possible for you tonight. And what we're going to also do is we're going to have actually Les take some of our callers in and actually, you know, chit-chat with them. So before we go any further, before we go, oh, and don't forget, y'all, tonight we will have Miss Leslie giving away the 2 free tickets to the Jim Jones and Dave's Long Island show that will be coming up October 20th next month. So y'all want to stay tuned for that. So before we go any further, we're going to get into the song real quick. And you're here with your boy Picasso and your co-host, Miss
Leslie. Don Diva.
Right. And we're going to be holding it down with y'all from 8 o'clock until 10. So get back at us on GQ Palace Radio.
When I met you, woman, I couldn't help but notice your face so beautiful. Now imagine the faces you would make if we ever made love.
And you walked outside. Just keep hugging them thighs, and the only thing inside my mind is I want you.
Yes, I do. And if it's anything you suggest, I do.
Tell me.
Now we all in the crib on my sofa. Girl, I'm so glad you came over. I wanna tell you, come closer. But I don't know if you feel like I feel.
hold it in the faces.
What's good, y'all? Y'all back with your host Picasso and your co-host.
Hello.
There you go, Miss Leslie from Don Diva. She is the deputy editor in chief of Don Diva.
Okay, you've been messing that up all night. I'm the deputy editor and chief of Don Diva. See, if you would stop giving me all the Google eyes and drooling over me, you could get it right.
Well, listen, y'all, wait. Now, normally I would give y'all the number to call in right now, but right now I'm going to be selfish with Ms. Leslie. So before y'all start calling in, before I got to give you the number, if you don't know it, just stand by for this. Now, Ms. Leslie, how you doing, Ma? You looking real beautiful over there.
Thank you. So are you, Gucci.
Ah, that's my Louie right there. That's what's popping.
Oh, yeah. You know Louie had to tell. You know how I do. But you know what's so funny?
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with Michael Kors after that line, that Nicki Minaj line, where she said couldn't afford Michael Kors if you was fucking Michael Kors. So now I think I'm on the whole Michael Kors kick.
Okay. That's
yeah, I think I like Michael. Me and Michael Kors might have to do a little threesome with Louis Vuitton. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that's what's popping.
Yeah, we might have to get our love triangle going on.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, look at this. Hold on, Miss Les. Now, look. You just got to see these blogs that are coming in for you. You got to see these hit-ups. Wow. Okay, so wait a minute. Before I get y'all there, all right, listen. Everybody's blowing me up because I guess they want to speak to you. So before they get a chance to speak to you or anything like that, all right, the number to call in, y'all, is 646-200-3838. All you have to do is press the 1. And I decide if I want y'all to talk to Ms. Les, because tonight she my boo. And that, by the way, y'all, that was Trey Songz making love faces, because she got me up in here making love faces. So I just had to throw that on real quick. But,
oh, yeah. All these faces you're making is crazy. I mean, the drool. I think we might have to get some tissue and wipe the corners of your mouth. I wish you stopped. You're making
No. Like I said, y'all, listen, you got to see this woman. She is amazing. She is definitely amazing. But, all right, well, actually, you know what? We're going to hop into this before anybody else starts to hit me up about you, Ms. Les, because it seemed like you're a favorite tonight.
Oh, so, I love you guys.
Definitely. And you know they love you too, Ms. Les. So now, hold on 1 second. Tonight's topic, I'm going to drop that on y'all first, because, you know, I'm doing things a little bit differently tonight, because she got me a little nervous up here in the studio, y'all. And you know me, I don't get nervous for nothing, but she got me really nervous. So now, tonight's topic we're going to be talking about is love triangles. Like, you could be with somebody, and let's say you got your wife, your husband, or, you know, your man, your girl, or whatever the case may be. And, you know, you're into them, but it might be somebody else you may be feeling on the side that you may want to get with. And you don't know how to come out and say it, or, you know, we want to talk about that tonight. Now, Ms. Les, I got a $1 million question for you, because as soon as it's coming out of my mouth, I'm getting instant hit-ups. Have you ever been in a love triangle before?
Well, let's see. How should I answer that? You know me and my big mouth. Of course I have been. I think I just might have one now. It's funny because with me, they never start out as a love triangle. It starts out supposed to be just a one-night stand. Let's just get it in and call it that. But for some reason, it never happens that way. It always ends up that he catches feelings and then wants to make me his woman. And I'm like, slow down. I got a man, boo. We can't do all of this. Why we just can't hump on the side? But it never happens. For some reason, it just ends up finding guys that want more than just one night stand.
Wow. So now, mind y'all, listen to my listeners. I want you to understand something. When I say, listen, I'm not tuning, you know, I'm not blowing this up. Miss Leslie is fine as hell. I guess all night y'all going to hear me saying this. Miss Leslie is fine as hell. She is the Don Diva's diva.
Exactly.
Bottom line.
You could, you know what, to all the listeners, hit me up on Instagram. It's Lesslie_DonDiva, DonDiva. Or you can tweet me at Miss Leslie, MSLESSLIE, at Twitter.com, or Facebook me at MSLESSLIE at Facebook. You can look at all my pictures. We can talk. We can chat throughout the next 2 hours. We could talk about love triangles, just you and I, if you want to get one going with me, you want me to hook
hold
up.
Hold on, hold on, wait. I got to stop this. I'm getting jealous. Wait a minute. If
I'm
any of my listeners call, listen, if you hit her up, me and you are going to fight. That's it. Bottom line.
Y'all
she all
up.
Mine
y'all
for the next 2 hours.
Y'all got to hit me up. If I don't get a hit up on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, I'm going to be two besides myself. She and my Tamar Braxton voice, she ain't having that.
Now, hold on, y'all. Wait a minute. I want to actually bring a caller in right now. Miss Selena, are you there with me? Selena? Oh, I got
someone.
Oh, there goes Miss Selena. Hey, how you doing, ma?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very good.
Hi, Selena.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, and you, sweetie?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Miss Selena, we're asking about love triangles.
Yeah, I know, and I am a little upset that I am the first caller to comment on that question. this is way too personal.
Really? You know
yeah.
How we do. We chit-chat about
yeah,
everything.
I absolutely know, and I really try to be honest on this show, but tonight, I mean, I'm going to, but I really don't want to.
Oh, nah, I don't know. You got to give up the dirt.
I'm confused, Selena. Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Love triangles are personal?
Absolutely.
What's so personal about a love triangle?
It's personal when it consists of a boyfriend and somebody on the side, or a current boyfriend with a female or something like that. That gets real personal.
Mm. Now, well, can you give us an example?
Yeah.
An example, being in a relationship and having some extracurricular with an ex, or being in a relationship and having a threesome. I mean, it could go a whole lot of ways.
So let me ask you, if your significant other, man, female, whatever, if he or she condoned it and said, listen, there's plenty of people that have open relationships. So if he condoned an open relationship or she condoned an open relationship, you would still consider it to be personal?
If they condoned an open relationship, no. That's not really so personal.
Hmm.
Yeah, see, I mean, frankly, I have girlfriends that have open relationships. They are married, and they have open relationships. Some of them bring women home because they're bisexual. Some of them are heterosexual and bring women home because they enjoy having a threesome with their husband, keeping them
mm-hmm.
spicy.
Hey, hold on. We're not talking about the host tonight. We're talking about everybody else.
Hey,
I got to make sure I let everybody know this is not about the host tonight.
Well, I am selfish. I don't like sharing my husband.
Wait a minute. The host might have some real good input to give in on the conversation.
Now, I don't want to get in on this one. I'm staying in the clear on this one because y'all won't be dragging me with this one.
It sounds like somebody might be in a love triangle already. He's keeping his mouth shut. I won't say anything, Jay.
We know my situation. Yes, I'm the guy with the two wives, so to speak, whatever the case may be. And to me, I feel like this. As long as you know what's going on in your relationship. Now, between me and you, yes, we have had this debate over and over and over again. And this is why I brought the co-host in, Ms. Les, because I think I want to sit this one somewhat out. But before I go sitting anywhere, yeah, okay, listen, love triangles, it depends on how that gets handled. Some people can't handle that.
Right.
Let's be real about this. Some people have a lot of issues with seeing their spouse with somebody else, even if they consent to it. Because I'm not going to lie to you, I've had a couple of nights like that. And it wasn't
a couple?
See, there we go, see. Because you find sitting over there on the other side of the table don't mean nothing. Hold on 1 second. Let me explain this to y'all real quick, right? Like, one time, all right, yeah, fine. My missus, she brought home somebody for me. I was cool with it. I was like, yo, damn, okay, how you doing, ma? We had a little fun. But they looked like they was into having too much fun, and I was like, oh, hell to the no. We're not even going to play that game.
That's a man's problem. a man can't. It's usually the men that cannot handle a love triangle. See, us women, I mean, Selena, help me if I'm wrong here, but us women, we usually know how to play the game. It's
right.
Men that catch more feelings than women. See,
I totally agree.
You guys catch more feelings than us. We can appreciate a good one-night stand. We do a little freaky dinky drop by every now and then, and we good. We are, we go out, we hunt our prey.
Mm-hmm.
When it's very good, we let him know. This, you know, when I'm around, tell a bitch to slide out. Let her know my boo is here. You gotta go. But
now,
you got
on,
men don't
I
want do
to
that.
Stop you on that. Nah. Now wait. Don't think it's only one sided on my end. See, I was waiting for you to walk into that one. Well, let me break something. Yeah, let me break something down to y'all real quick. Now, don't think my missus hasn't seen me with another female in the first. She condoned it. She said, cool, no problem. And then she was like, wait a minute, look like you having a little too much fun over there. It's about having fun, but it does actually go down like that sometimes. Now, hold on, before we go any further, damn, you know what, wait a minute. I need my Dons on the help, because see, tonight, I normally have the divas go after depending on what guy's on the line. I seem like I might need a little help.
But
yeah,
right now, I think you do.
Because
Selena
and
I got you, boo. We got you.
You might need to
call in for some backup. You might need to call 911.
And you know what? Being that you said that, we're going to get into the next song, which is Lost Your Number by Mike J here on GQ Palace Radio.
Well, y'all going to move to this one, y'all.
Don't buy. Club. Everybody looks the same. Thought I'd probably found the shorty at the club. Plus it's the rock, catch your boy on the lane. Then she told me put a number in my phone. I did just that. But now it's like I'm having second thoughts when I see you in the flashlight. Scared free, don't know what to do with your number. Don't be mad when you see me. I know you are, but shouting at me. It's a cold, cold game. I guess she got the right to be mad at me. Shouting, throwing dirt on my name. Saying I don't care about a woman's need. Wait a minute, stop, don't do that. Cause I didn't call you, girl, don't mean I don't care. There's just too many numbers in my phone. By accident, I deleted your number. So don't be mad when you see me. I know you are. Shouting at me. Fellas, if you got a ticket, blow the phone up. Just tell her I lost your number. You thought a chick was looking good in the club. Just tell her I lost your number. If you're trying to be nice, take his number down just so we can bounce. Just tell her,
tell her
I lost your number, shout it.
I lost your number, shout it.
Where you take me, I know you are.
What's up, y'all? Y'all back with your host, Picasso, and my co-host, Miss Leslie from Don Diva. Leslie, you there? How you doing, sweetie?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you?
I'm very good, and I got Miss Selena on the line, who's
Selena,
also
you're still here. Hey,
Selena, you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right,
see, that's my ride or die right there. I know that's right, Selena. Hell, going through that horrible song. I know that's right, Selena.
That horrible song was Lost Your Number by Mike J. So, listen, it's all right. That was my escape to get away from the 21 questions. But hold on, because we got another who's calling in on the line. Miss T, are you there?
Hello?
That sounds like T to me. Hi, T.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
hey,
T, how are you?
Here we go. What you laughing for, me?
Because she know I'm crazy. And she know
what
I'm
crazy. You know we talking about
and you, thought, and you thought she was a man? So now you got three of us against you.
And you know what? Listen, that's all right, because I'm going to hold it down for my Don, so I ain't worried about that.
If you say
that. Let me stop you right
say.
Now. You know you can't handle us, Diva, so forget it.
Oh, listen, I ain't worried about that. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, if I need my Dons to call in, listen, I start calling Dons on the phone. Like, listen, they trying to jump me up in here, the studio.
You better start hitting 911 now.
Well, hold on. I'm calling Tyrone. Stop playing, y'all.
Oh, I can't help you, sweetheart.
But we're talking about love triangles. What up, Miss T? You ever been on one of those before?
No. Yeah, my life is a love triangle, but neither here nor there.
Oh, no, we're going to talk about your life. Let's go.
No, I'm just BSing. But, no, I mean, you know, hey, to each his own. I probably have been there, but now, you know, I just try to do me. You know, and be with the one that I love and the one that want to be there with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have time for, let's do this, let's do that. I really don't.
Well, let me ask you a question, right? And this goes to Selena, to Laz, and to UT. What is the
hey,
most
Selena,
fun part?
Hey, Selena, I didn't know Selena.
Hey.
Now, what's the most fun part? Oh, wow, come on, listen, y'all doing me dirty right now. Wait a minute. You already know I'm on my A game, right? And y'all doing me dirty. Hold up, before I even ask this question, I'm going to bring in another diva. Miss Rachel, how are you doing, ma?
Hey, Rachel. Where you all?
Hey, Rachel. You know when they start counting down, it is a problem. And the fingers start playing. Go ahead, Rachel. You got my full attention, bro.
But hold up. I don't even think Rachel said it. Rachel, you there?
I am here.
Ah, you just had to talk, didn't you? I was hoping you ain't say nothing. Hey, y'all already in the show. This got started. Now, hold on. Let me ask y'all. Wait. First, let's start with you, Miss Rach. Have you ever been in a love triangle before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And how did that wind up going?
It's not easy. It was unintentional. It just happened. And I tried my best to deal with it and keep both sides happy. It just was not easy at all. I kept going on for as long as I possibly could, but I had to get out. I had to get out.
Mm. Now, hold up. I got something to say. I got all of these divas on the line. Oh, yes. I just got help. So I'm going to wait for that help, right? I'm going to wait for that help to come in. Because my boy Big Mike will be calling in about a few minutes. So we're going to wait for that.
911, huh? You dial 911 and ask for any male operator. I hear that.
That's right. And you know I was going to do that. I ain't going to be in this by myself tonight. But
and
now, hold on.
What?
I got. Mm-hmm.
Just to tell you something really quick, I feel you, Rachel. It's too much work,
and it's
unintentional. A lot of and this is what I was telling you guys earlier. It starts out innocent. You want a one-night stand. You just simply want to be involved for that night, but because it's so good, he takes it to the next level.
Oh, no. Don't throw that on the dude. Wait, last. See, this is where I got to get controversial at. Wait a minute. It's not always a guy now.
Get your boy on the phone. Get your boy you on the line because let me tell you something. The first thing y'all say, we getting busy, and the first thing y'all want to do is claim it. Whose is it?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Hold on.
It belongs to all my listeners
out there, this is a rebroadcasting of an earlier show. You cannot call in right now.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? The first thing they want to do is claim
it.
We don't start claiming it until y'all say a few things to me. Y'all make us say, when y'all say to us, like, you know you belong to me now. Then we start falling in love. We catch feelings. See, women catch feelings off of words. Y'all catch feelings off of feelings.
Oh, hell no, because when y'all start calling us daddy and stuff like that, what's that?
I don't call nobody daddy because my daddy gone.
I don't have to have my daddy. I don't believe in incest. So I don't call my man daddy.
You know, because, like, I look at it like when they say who's P is this, it's mine. I'm the one walk around and clean it every single day. It's mine.
But wait,
hello? I don't care. Even if it was my husband, it's mine. It's not yours.
Just for the time being.
No. It's going to be mine until the end of time.
And T, it take a lot of TLC. We women and we could talk.
Men don't understand that. Our
stuff takes a lot of TLC. We need a lot of tender love and care down
here. Honey, you better believe it.
We got a lot that we got to do down here.
So when somebody
try to claim it, unless you putting their work on it, baby, belong to me.
Unless you're down there gardening and maintaining.
We gotta go get checkups every couple of months. We got a lot of things we gotta do.
And you know what? You said that, Leslie. That's a vital point because a lot of men, they don't even want to go see a doctor. You know, the first thing they say, he ain't putting his finger in my butt. It doesn't matter. You know, it's a lot of colon cancer going around. Our black men need to go get checked. I'm not going to just say black.
Exactly. We need you to get checked because I'm going to tell you why on a serious note. I did a piece, and I did a lot of investigational work on that piece. With women, we have the highest rate of cervical cancer. Because of the HPV virus.
And men generally
carry it. They are carriers and don't know that they're killing us.
But you know what? If you're an adult and you love yourself and you love the person that you with,
exactly.
You get yourself checked out with God.
Right. Before I forget, I want a song played for me, please.
Hey.
Oh, really?
All right. Dance for you. By Beyonce.
Oh, by Beyonce. I love that song. Beyonce's such a diva. Only tonight,
but I want to dance for you.
All right, hold on. Let me break this down real quick. I might have to call Jay-Z for this one to have him call in. Because you know what? Next thing you know, I'm going to have Beyonce on the line. Like, yo, listen, what's going on?
I'm kind of offended, T.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I'm Beyonce for the night. All right.
You know what's going down tonight on TQ Palace Radio. Now listen to all my listeners. The number to call in is 646-200-3838. Now we have a lot. Wow. We have a lot of things going on tonight. We're talking about love triangles. My co-host tonight and a very good, close, personal friend of mine is Miss Leslie from Don Diva. She's the chief. She's the head nigga in charge, as they say, chief and editor of Don Diva. I have Miss Selena on the line. I have Miss T, who is the host of Sports Talk with T in the Mail on Tuesday nights here on GQ Palace.
Yeah.
come over here to come start trouble. And I got Miss Rachel on the line.
Yeah.
Who is also holding down. Now, since we're talking about love triangles, right, I'm going to step out on the limb here, so hopefully I don't fall. But now, we're talking about
fall.
Love triangles, right? So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a call real quick. Hold on. Up, the call was made. Big Mike, are you there on the line with me to hold your brother down?
Yo, yo. Raise the ass number you give me. I don't know if that's his New York number or something. I called it this to do.
Hello?
So much money to get on the phone.
All right. What's good, Mike? You on the line with me?
Yeah, what's cracking, homie?
What's good, homie? Now, hold on. Now, you hear what's going on. They trying to gang up on me right now. Yo, Mike,
all
I need
right.
a little help. You
Here
ever been in a love triangle before?
Here we go.
I'm
of course
right
he's
now.
In
now. Oh, you're in one right now. Hold on, y'all. We want to hear about your love triangle. Let us know what's going down.
I'm in love with your host.
I know that's right. Oh, wait, Mike.
I'm in
Mike.
Love with you too, Mike, but why'd you tell it?
Wait, Mike, I might have to put a plug on you, Mike. Hold on one second. Listen, all these are mine, Mike. Nah, I'm just playing with you, my dude. I'm in love with the host too.
God, Lord. She really got a triangle then.
Man, listen, hold up. I'm taking Rachel, I'm taking Selena, I'm taking T, and I'm taking Ms. Lance for the night. Now, brother, I ain't going to lie. You know that commercial that says you got to get your own? Tonight
you're
going to have to get your own, brother.
You can't have Leslie, man.
You got to take that
you
one, too.
You can't have
huh?
Leslie, man.
You got to take
that's
that
the
one,
only
too.
One I, that's the only one I want.
Oh, wow.
Oh, guys, that's right over me.
Oh, wait. It must be a camera here in the studio because this brother must know what she look like.
Oh, yeah, that's my baby right there.
That's your baby right there. Well, you know what, Mike? We love you here at GQ Fox, and that's what we're talking about. But now let me ask you a question, Mike, now. And it's, now, you said you've been involved in a love triangle, correct?
Yeah, I'm just messing with you, though. I told
no,
you who not. I'm in love with.
Oh, you're in love with just that one. You ain't even in on no triangle. You staying focused on that one.
Mike, why don't you
tell
them our story?
Oh, wait a minute, hold on.
We ain't telling them no story.
Wait, hold on, the cat's out the bag. Apparently, Mike must know Miss Lass. So what kind of triangle y'all got going now? Tell the story, Mike.
Me and Lass go way back, man.
Mm-hmm. Mike is my boo from when I was a little girl with a big butt, killing them at Adventure Park in Long Island. They had this amusement park called the Ventureland, and that was everybody's first job. Well, Mike was my first crush. We had a crush on each other.
Les had a boyfriend at the time, though. She had a boyfriend. They paid me no never mind. She ain't paid me no never mind.
That was our secret. In my mind, we had a secret love triangle.
In your mind. Mike, tell us the truth. Was it really going on, Mike?
Oh, yeah, Les is the bomb, man.
See, that's what
Mike,
I'm talking about.
Mike, you better shut your mouth.
No, Mike, you on the line with your boy Picasso. You going to holler, Don. Give us the dirt.
Yeah, Les is the bomb, man. Les walked around. Les always looked grown, man. You know what I mean? We little boys at Adventureland. I bought my first $300 sneakers working at Adventureland, man. Les walk around looking grown, you know what I'm saying? Butt out, boobs out. You like, what in the heezy? Yeah.
Okay.
Pete, Rachel, Selena, y'all know how it go down for us girls. You know, us ladies. We always look to the young boys. We always look more mature, and they can't handle us until we
get older.
Then when they get older, they in situations, and they try to make us the third wheel. You understand?
Now, hold on. I know none of you divas better agree to that.
Happened when we got older, though, Les?
We made it happen. We made it happen. I ain't gonna lie. We made it happen for a minute. That was it. It was a summer fling.
I'm trying to make it happen again, Les. I'll be in New York in like a month.
I heard that.
Oh, Mike, you're making me blush. Picasso.
Don't call Picasso for this one. Picasso ain't got nothing to do with this. Go ahead, brother Mike. I'm giving you that ample time, brother.
I know Les married with children, but I guess that's where it makes it a triangle, huh?
Hold on. I want to stop that real quick. Wait, hold on.
Put it all out for the world. Let your co-host.
Wait. Hold on. I gotta stop this real quick because I think my listeners want to know. Because I'm getting some blogs in about this. Hold on. Miss Les, you looking like that, and you got kids?
You know it.
Oh, see, now listen, in case I don't know what she looks like, she looks like she's 19 years old with a big old round onion booty.
Good.
And you're married on top of that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Mike is your boo?
No, Mike is not my boo. Mike is my boo when I was a teenager.
I haven't seen Les in a long time, man. This is just like a every now and then we stay in touch, man.
Mike is my Facebook boo.
Yeah, I guess that's what you want to call it. I'm a cyber love.
Go ahead, Mike. This is the dirt, Mike.
Yeah, I'm a cyber love, man.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. Let's still treat me like we 14.
Because I'm married with children. But as my ladies can stand up and defend me. Sometimes we have to move past that and become women and mature.
Yeah.
And still have your cake on the side.
That's the good thing about the internet.
Now, wait. Let's be honest here, y'all. We all grown adults. Every now and then, you may want to go back and touch something that you used to touch. It does happen.
I agree.
It does happen. Sometimes you may get a little tempted. The steak is in front of you, and you're like,
I'm going to have to abandon my ladies if they agree, because with me, I don't go back. I move forward.
All right, so you may want to go forward to something new, but either way, you still touching something out of the relationship. Come on now.
I don't like going back to the old thing. Excuse me, ladies. I don't like going back. I'll be politically correct. I don't like the same old penis, going back to the same old penis. I got to move forward to something new.
Oh, really?
We ain't 14 no more. We grown now. Any penis you get now that you had back in the day is going to be brand new to
you. You might want to mute Mike right now. This is the hour we give away tickets to my party with Jim Jones.
You're talking about old steak, yo.
This is where we give Mike 2 tickets for the show and get him off the line.
Leslie, don't say that because he'll think that he got that like that. So don't
give him the tickets. He got two tickets. Mystic, look. He got two tickets to Barrington's in Long Island, October 20th, with Jim Jones and Eureka Rose, my artist.
All right, how about this? All right, wait. Now, we won't. Now, see, that's favoritism now. Hold on one second.
I don't want no tickets.
That's right. You want Leslie. Keep it thorough. He just forfeited his tickets. Wait. Hold on. I want everyone out there to hear this. He just forfeited the tickets because he said he didn't want the tickets. He want less. So we got the 2 tickets going back out there.
Tickets are somebody else.
That's right. You want less. That's right. Now hold on.
Les wants you.
Yeah,
y'all said this was a Calvin thing. So does Les want you now?
Well, how did we get this on me?
That's right, because there's a love triangle going to make.
Les, listen, he said he forfeited the tickets. He want you, right? Because you wanted to get him off the line. And I said, does Les want you now? Because this was back in the day when y'all used to Bang, 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 boom, boom.
Ain't nobody saying what we did. Nobody saying we bang
left it. I'm not saying, I didn't say either, Mike. I said it was back in the day when y'all bang, 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 boom, boom, boom.
Bang, bang, bang.
That was a long time ago. That was some years back. And bangs have changed.
Now, hold on. Wait. I'm going to slow y'all down real quick because this is getting real heated. So, now, listen, once again, I want all my callers in here. My man Mike, he'd rather take Leslie than the tickets, so y'all can still call in just to find out what's going on, to let you know what's going on with these. That's right. That's my dude.
I think he was on my Facebook page telling Mike to call. This is a setup.
Listen, listen, Mike, you will be coming along with me. Listen, Mike, you'll be my personal guest, Mike. I got you. Don't worry about them tickets just to get you close to Les. I got you, brother. Don't worry about that. So now, before we go any further, once again, we have Miss Rachel on the line. We have Miss Selena on the line. We have Miss T, who's the host of Tuesday Night's Sports Talk with Big T.C. Hollins and the mayor. We have my boy, Mike. And last but not least, definitely not least, that is my sexy co-host, Miss Leslie, the chief and editor in charge from Don Diva. So before we go any further, we get all that. All of that. Now, before we go any further, we're going to get into the song real quick. Because, you know, a favor for a favor. So we're going to get into Favors by Chris Brown here on GQ Palace Radio. Co-host is Leslie, the head chief editor from
if
Don
you
Diva.
Mess that up one more time.
I know. I'm going to keep on doing it just to get you to talk. You don't even know why I'm doing that. I'm doing that just to get you to talk because I want them to hear you talk. But,
it's deputy editor and chief of Don Diva magazine.
Now,
you know what?
See,
I'm
can't
gonna
say
go,
like you
I'm going to just take your mic away from you and just, I'm going to tie you up in that chair and that's it for the rest of the night. I'm taking over. It's going to be a Don Diva takeover.
Wow.
I can't.
Not
tonight, Pete.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on. You said Mike calling in. Mike is calling in, confessing his love for me. Like, it's a lot. You guys are doing the most right now.
Now, hold on, yeah. That was Chris Brown favorites. Now, we back. We're talking about love triangles. Like I said, we have Selena, we have Rachel, we have T.C. Holland on the line, who is the Sports Talk, one of the hosts for Sports Talks on Tuesday with T.C. and the Mayor. We have Mike, I believe, is still on the line. You know, he's confessing his love for Leslie, but that's fine. Also, listen, hold on. I have Shelly, Miss Diva, are you there?
I am. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and I'm sorry for keeping you on hold so long, but as you can hear,
hi,
it's been getting heated.
Hi.
Hi,
so
Shelly.
What's up, Michelle?
Hey.
You been in a love triangle before, ma?
No, I have not.
Would you like one? ain't nothing wrong with asking the questions, right? I got to ask the questions I don't want to ask. Would you like one, Michelle?
I don't know. That might be a trick question. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you something, Shelly. Picasso's a cutie, and Mike is definitely a cutie. So I'm going to hook you up on a date with both of them. And then it's on me.
Well,
he's going to do what?
Thank you, Mike. I ain't going to say it, Mike.
I'm going to show you with Mike, with you, Mike, and Pete, and then it's on me. And she can figure out which one she wants. If not, it's on her website. She's never done it before.
No, I don't know how that's going to work because I live in North Carolina, so I don't know how that's going to work.
Mike. Oh, my God, what part?
Wait. Hold on. I got my own list real quick. The first person on my list is Rachel. I want that date with Rachel first. Then I need a date with Selena. Me and T, we going to do the town. That's right, Shelly, listen, it's boo, you know, I love you, ain't no disrespect, but listen, you know, it's protocol, it's a habeas corpus, as they call it.
Shelly is sexy and she got a fatty. God, she just sent me a picture. She got a dog, Mike.
Wow. But hold on, so Miss Shelly, let me ask you a question, Mike. So you've never been in a love triangle before? Never had a man on the side and decided to deal with somebody else while you was with him? None of that?
Wow.
See, there go the truth. It's coming out, y'all.
The truth coming out.
I guess you could say that.
No, we want to hear you say that.
Yes,
so what's going on with that?
Oh, wow.
Was it intentional? Or was it something that just happened?
I would say it just happened, really.
But how did that just happen?
My point.
Can somebody explain that to me?
With women, it just happened.
It wasn't planned or anything like that.
It's not planned either.
Yes, it is. Because you guys get all dressed up. You get dressed up. You shine the rims in your car. You throw on your Gucci suit. You spray on your cologne. Then you tell your boys that you're going out and how many chicks you're going to hit and who you're going to take home. And girls, women, we don't think like that. We go out. We see some. We may tell our girls, yo, he gonna buy me a drink tonight, girl. I'm looking good. My dress is sexy. And then we go to the bar. We get a drink. We know exactly which one of you gonna prey on us before we can even make it to the bar. We make our way to the bar. Have you bought all our girls drinks? We say to our girls, I'm gonna take him home and give him some. We give you some, and then we.
Word. Oh wait, hold on. Wait. See now, Mike. You know, yo, brother, listen. It's been me and you rocking this, right? So I'm going to bring in one of these big dogs, my homie, my dude, my right hand, Mr. Cobra Kai, a.k.a. the Ugly One. Mr. Cobra Kai, what is good, brother?
It ain't no fun in Cobra Kai. None.
That's what I'm talking about.
I am in the building.
What's good, Mr. Cobra? Now, wait, Cobra Cotton. Now, wait a minute. Yo. Now, you hear these divas ganging up on us? They talking about we on.
I don't hear no dogs. What's popping?
Yeah, they talking about we on lunch break. We out to lunch and everything else. Yeah, you know I'm watching them blogs, right? You know I'm watching the blogs.
Look, you know I was on lunch for a minute because I'm in the studio waiting for the next track, but you know I had to call in real quick because there's a lot of BS going on right now, so I like BS. You know,
oh, preach, smell it,
preach. You have a church.
Let's get it.
Now, Mr. Kobaka, what's up, brother? You ever had a like love triangle? Shit, that with it.
Man, I always have a love triangle.
He's a man.
Oh, come on. That is so stereotypical. Stop playing. Not all men have love triangles.
All men have love triangles. You make it your business, too.
Wow, you're doing dudes dirty.
Yeah, we getting done dirty tonight.
No, I'm not doing dudes dirty. Not at all. I pay homage to you. I tip my hat off to you guys.
Man, I know some dudes that's in the house by 6 o'clock, but they ladies, they don't do
preach, right?
Yeah, they might be in the house at 6 o'clock with their ladies, but they, let me tell you something, they got their iPhone in their hand, it's on silent, and they texting away as soon as she turned her back.
Now, you hear that? Wait, Mike, you hear what she's saying? That's because she's done this before. I just want to explain this to everybody.
Yeah.
She's done this before.
Hell yeah.
She said, hell yeah.
That's how you're rocking out, Les?
No, not really. I'm just saying. I'm talking shit.
I ain't mad at you.
I like Les. I love her. Oh, my goodness.
Les goes in.
And you know what? Wait. Now, hold on. Wait. Because you know what? I got something real quick. Before any more of y'all divas get on my line, I'm going to say this real quick. We are not giving the tickets away right now, so don't ask. Even though Mike forfeited the tickets right now, we too much in this conversation. So don't ask.
Hold on, I didn't win no tickets?
Nah, Mike, listen. Nah, neither you nor the Cobra Kai, man. Listen, you ain't getting no tickets. I'm kind of having a fit because all these divas on the line, and they're getting at the Dons. And it seems like they talking, right? The Dons is on lunch break, and I don't know what's going on here. So now,
yeah,
hold on one second.
They usually are.
First off, wait. Let me show you the ratio of Dons to Divas on the night tonight for GQ Palace. We have Rachel, we have Selena, we have T, we have Leslie. Now, hold on. And it is me, Cobra Kai, and Mike.
Cobra.
You see, hold on, there's only three Dons out here.
That's it, that's all.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
You know why? I can tell you why. The Dons is too busy out trying to find some divas. They don't have time
to
go.
Wow.
Y'all pooping me right.
I can't speak for all.
Hey, now y'all see
right.
Why I love myself some Leslie.
Cobra Kai. I can speak for all my
Yeah, you already know. I don't go looking, they come find me. Ain't no fun if the ugly one can't have none. Praise the Lord, Jesus.
No, damn. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Now, wait. Hold on one second, because you know what? I'm going to slow this down. Now, Miss T, you asked me for a request, Ma. And
yes.
I heard you, and my co-host,
clear, right?
she's sitting there going through stuff to make sure you get this song on. So we're going to stop and a hold to everything else, and we're going to get into this request by Miss T, because Miss Les want to push the issue of putting some Beyonce on. So we're going to get into the next song, which is, I know, Cobra, they killing
you
me tonight.
You know how I feel about that.
You know how I do. So we're going to get into the next song.
It's a Don Diva takeover. I'm taking over.
We're going to have to slow this down. Listen, we're going to get into this song real quick. All right, which is T's request, Dance With You, by Miss Beyonce here on GQ Palace Radio.
It's no stress, baby.
Show you how much I appreciate you. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart. Never say how it used to be. Enough.
what's up, y'all? It's Wednesday night with your host, Picasso. Before we go any further, I want to clear up something because I know I said something right before we went into the song. We are still giving out the tickets tonight, so y'all just got to bear with us. We're going to let you know when the tickets come up. We're going to let you know when to call in. This is for Jim Jones and Babes Long Island. And before I even go any further with who's on this line with us right now, rocking with us on the radio station, Fridays, please tune in to my man Rich Money. He will be giving away tickets on his show as well. Sundays, we have Miss Lavina Polite, who does our spiritual Sundays. No, you cannot call in on Sundays because that's a godly show, so I want to make sure I'm clear on this. We are not going to get it twisted, but God loved that man, and he loved us, so you cannot call in that day for no tickets.
He loved us so much, James.
On Monday nights, we will be, that's right, on Monday nights, we will have Steph Dallas, who has Ratchet Mondays. He'll be giving away tickets. And on Tuesday nights, one of our callers who is on the line with us, who is one of the hosts of Sports Talk with T.C. Hollins and the mayor, we have Miss T on the line. They will be giving away tickets
Hello.
To the Jim Jones and Babes on Long Island. Now, I want to let y'all know who I got on the lines with us. I want to let you know who's in the studio with me. We're going to get down to all that. So I want to clarify once again. On this show, we will be giving away the pair of tickets. So you can call in for that. I don't want nobody to get discouraged on that. Now, I'm going to take it from the top. I have the lovely Miss Rachel. She is on the line with us. I have the lovely Miss Selena. She is on the line with us. I have the lovely Miss T.C. Hollins, like I said, who is one of the hosts of Sports Talks, which comes on Tuesday with T.C. Holland and the mayor. She is on the line with us. I have my boy, Big Mike. He's on the line with me. I have the young and beautiful Mrs. Shelley. She is on the line with me. I have It's His Eye, Cobra Kai, the ugly one. He is on the line with me. And, of course, last but definitely not least, the deputy editor-in-chief. Just to let you know, I can say the deputy editor-in-chief, Adon Diva, Miss Leslie. And we're all talking about love triangles. So now let's get back into this real quick. So now, Shelly, we were asking you, did you want a love triangle? Oh, yeah, I'm straight going there.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you want a love triangle?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so we're going to keep it a one way. My man Mike, listen, Mike, that's Shelly.
Real nice.
That's Mike, that's Shelly. Shelly, that's Mike. She ain't into love triangles. And Mike, he got a little fetish for Leslie, but y'all can work that out.
Shelly. Shelly. Mike is a great man.
Look, this is my first time
calling,
so I mean.
Mike is going to slide me down. I'm going to introduce you to. I'm going to sit in the corner and watch y'all on y'all date and give both of y'all points. I guarantee Mike is a ball of fun. I personally know Mike, and he is fun. Go on his Facebook page. He balls out, too. He buys drinks, bottles, shopping sprees, everything.
God.
You're like Mike. Mike, meet Shelly. Shelly, meet Mike.
Mm-hmm. Now, hold on. Wait, because I got me a little love triangle going on real quick.
What
right?
You got,
forget what
you got.
Wait. I want to express this to y'all listeners out there. Listen, forget what y'all know about me got going on at home. I got me a little bit of crushes on the line real quick. See, I love me, that's fine. Yeah, listen, I'm going to go there. You know, listen, it's Wednesday night. We're going to hold this down real quick. Now, you know, listen. Miss Rachel, with your fine self, with your sexy behind, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I know you fine, but we ain't talking about how you're looking. How you doing? Hey, Miss Selena. Hey, Miss Sexy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good.
I know. And Miss T, with your raunchy self. Hey, boo, how you? That's right. I'm a flirt. I just want y'all to all know that. Listen, if I can have them all, listen, I love them all. I love them. But hold up. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. Ladies. Oh, wait a minute. I want to bring a Don on the line real quick.
Oh,
hold
boy.
On,
here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Hold on one second. I want to set this one up. My boy from Detroit, they used to mess with his big brother, Elroy, Big Sean. What's going on, Sean? How you feeling, brother?
What's going on, man?
What's good,
Big Sean? What's going on, man? You annoyed? Did we annoy you by this conversation? Because you sound real annoying.
You know what? Y'all females talk so much.
That's right.
Y'all know. That's
right,
y'all the first ones to catch feelings.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay?
That is so natural.
Y'all sit up there and y'all act like y'all don't catch feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But you go and tell, you go crying to, you go crying to your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Tell this nigga such and such and such and such and such.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So the bad part is y'all don't want to realize it.
You done, because I got to let you, and then I'm going to let my girls get my back. I got, wait a minute, you see I'm working out on this, right? I got my knuckles, I'm stretching, because I'm about to go in. Let me explain why we catch feelings. Because of the lies y'all put us in
No.
See what I'm saying? You put me in a position, bro. You put me in a position.
You put yourself in a position. But go on ahead. You put yourself in a position.
In a little position here. Wait, let me back it out. You put me in this position because we end up catching feelings. You make us think it's all about us, and boom, before we know it, we in a triangle that we never even asked to be in to begin with. Now we
have to
deal with it. Because as soon as your girl pick up the phone and call me, you know I've been dating Sean, right? Don't call my man no more. Stay off of his phone. If I catch you, I'm going to hurt you. And then you know what we do?
No.
You ain't telling us you had a girl. And then you know what we do? Listen to your lies, baby. She lied. I don't know how she got your number. Give me four, right? And we back in the love time.
You
need to ask to be in the beginning.
She is so wrong for that.
Straight up.
Yes.
You know what? You don't even. You know what? Can I say something? Can I say something? Can I say something? Can I say something? You don't even believe that.
Thank you, Sean.
Believe that. But I'm going to tell you what goes on. What goes on is you get attached to him. Okay? You get attached to him. Okay?
And then you find out the truth.
Let me talk.
I want to hear what Sean got to say. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, brother.
You get attached to him. And then he bang you out so well that you fall in love.
Why?
That's what it's all about. Whoa. Now, as far as the girl situation, you got to go by asking him. If you choose not to ask him, he's not going to tell you. So it's up to you to ask him.
If you ask him, he's still not going to tell you a lot of times.
True.
See, if it's a love triangle is nothing but a friend with benefits. That's all a love triangle is.
That's all we start out with wanting. Ladies, help me out here, please, because that's all we start out asking for.
You know why? You know why the ladies can't help you out? I'm going to tell you. They can't help you out because I'm right.
Right.
You're dead wrong.
I'm 100% right. You understand? I'm 100% right.
But, my lady, they know.
To each his own, how you roam. That's how I say. A dude is going to tap a female if she got a dreamboat body and a shipwrecked face. He's still going to tap.
He's a shipwrecked face.
You understand?
You know,
but
I'm sending my goons after you. I'm sending my girls out on. They coming in all black. They taking it down.
Shoot, don't get it twisted.
They destroy you.
I'm trying to tell you.
Hold on, y'all. Wait. The number to call in to get in on this to Wendy's site is 646-200-3838. I got my man Big Sean locking down the Divas for tonight. Because the Divas ain't even got nothing to say. I just hear one Diva talking.
My girls abandoned me. I'm utterly depressed.
See, you got to realize. They not abandoned you. What it is they understand
the
point.
Can I finish?
They understand the point. Because that's what females do. I ain't saying guys don't catch feelings. Don't get me wrong. But if it's a one-night stand, the guy is not going to catch no feelings. You understand? But if he banged you out correctly, you're going to call him back.
That is absolutely true. I agree with that. But at the same time, you usually don't even realize it or get told the real story until after the fact.
No.
That's
not
my point. It hits after.
No, I agree.
Listen. Let me explain this to you. Okay.
Be like that, right? Sean, let me just tell you something.
Let me explain this to you.
No, wait. I have to tell
you. Why you all let me talk?
Why? Because
why
you talk with such authority that it's sexy.
No, see, it's bad because you're the only one who think it's sorry. Because you're the only one responding. But if you listen to what I'm saying and you know, reflect on what I'm saying, you'll realize it's true. Now, guys don't catch feelings. I mean, guys don't catch feelings as far as females. You might have some. Don't get me wrong. You might have some guys that catch feelings real fast. Don't get me wrong. All right? But when it really boils down to it, a female will catch the feelings faster than a guy will. Especially
Amen.
If he's tapping her.
I disagree.
And he's hitting her. And he's hitting
Amen.
That spot. He's hitting that
totally
spot.
Disagree.
Her leg is shaking.
I disagree.
If he's hitting that spot and that leg is shaking, it's a wrap.
Oh, please. No.
We go by emotion. What you tell us during sex and after sex.
No, not all female. That's just, and when you're talking to sex, that's foreplay. So that's like a female saying, oh, yeah, daddy. That's not her daddy. That's foreplay.
Say it again, Sean. I don't think they heard
that's
it.
That's foreplay. That's what that is.
We catch feelings based on emotions. Ladies, do you not agree with me?
No, they don't. You don't catch feelings on emotions.
No one said the damn thing.
You don't catch feelings on emotions. That's just like, okay, a dude saying, oh, yeah, whose stuff is this? Yeah, this is mine, right? This is mine. She's saying, yeah, out of that lust feeling or that love feeling. She's not saying, yeah, it's yours. You're going to put it in your pocket and take it home.
Yeah, but
she's saying,
oh, man.
When you leave, when a woman gets up, showers, leaves, handles her business, you know what ends up happening? He calls her, and he's still talking that same shit. So deep down inside, our needy emotional asses believe that it's some truth to what he's saying.
Now, hold on.
We are the only one he's dealing with.
Hold on. I want to intervene on this real quick because I've heard people say, yo, when you're banging it out and all this, listen, I don't like to really talk that much. I don't care if I'm a talk show host or not. I don't like to talk that much. And half of the time, you lucky if you get the bills nils. So a lot of times, they ain't got nothing to do with banging because some of these dudes out here, let's keep it 100, they go down and they eat you. And if they know what they're doing right, guess what? You catch a feeling real quick.
No. I'm sorry. I got to say no on that one.
What? You can say no all you want, but guarantee you, if a guy goes down on you and he knows what he's doing better than your man, you're looking at him differently like, yo, damn, why couldn't you be my boo?
Okay, I disagree.
From oral sex.
Yeah, from oral sex. Listen, I'm good at what I do.
I completely disagree. I'm just saying you're not good, but I'm just saying I disagree.
Listen, all right, wait. Before we go any further, y'all. Wait, before we go any further, the number to call in is 646-200-3838. I have Kitty on the line. Kitty, what up, Ma? Come in on this conversation. Let me bring you in on this.
Help me out here, Kitty.
First of all, you're sitting up there talking about dudes don't catch feelings, which is not true.
When I wake up in the morning,
okay, because guys catch feelings.
What I said, I'm going to let you talk, and then I'm going to go to you. Go on ahead.
Okay, let me just say this. First of all, guys do catch feelings, and the thing is with chicks, women express themselves too freely, too open, and then they get all caught out there or caught up in their feelings. But men, they get caught in their feelings too. But let me tell you something, with the whole dating game, the whole hookup game, it's basically who can hold a hand. It's almost like playing poker. You need to keep your straight game face on, for real.
Kitty, I couldn't have said it any better.
All right, now let me Now, can I explain something to you, Kitty?
Yeah, because let me tell you, and dudes, when they catch feelings, oh, my God, I got a couple of stalkers, okay?
Okay,
oh, why you didn't call me? Yo, if you call me five times, everybody know how a cell phone works. We see the missed calls. Don't beat my phone down. The longer you call, the longer you're going to be waiting.
Okay, now let me explain. Okay, Kitty, can I explain something to you now? Kitty, let me explain something to you. I never said, if you was listening, I never said guys don't catch feelings. That's not what I said. I said y'all females catch feelings faster. Now, as far as a guy stalking you, whoa, let me finish. As far as a guy stalking you, you must have been with him for a while. Because if it's a one-night stand, listen to me. Did he take you out to eat?
Of course.
He took you out to eat, right? Okay, that right there, that's why he's stalking you. Because he spends his money on your ass, and he ain't getting nothing for the one night thing.
Hold on. Slow down, Don. That's the best you could come up with?
You spend a little change on a meal,
and you're looking for a return.
That's how some guys are. That's exactly how some guys are. You understand?
Well, you know why he's talking to you? I'm not saying every guy now.
Okay, wait, y'all. We cannot all hear this going down. Hold on 1 second. We cannot all talk at one time.
It's a good game of poker. It's based on your poker face.
Sean, is this what's your name, honey?
Y'all talking about poker, so y'all playing games.
No, honey.
Okay, listen.
Now let me talk.
Can I just say that somebody has a TV or something that's kind of loud or something?
Let him get this off his chest.
Because you seem to know what you're talking about, right? That's what you're saying, right? You know exactly what you're talking about, right?
I just want
to
hear you so I can get at it.
Okay, I'm going to break it down to you. You said this guy took you out to eat. That's the way some guys is. And a nigga's going to keep stalking you because he spends his money on you.
I don't know whether you're cute, I don't know whether you're ugly,
but we got, listen, see, that's the problem with females.
I want to give you a little clarification.
See,
okay,
that's probably why he's stalking you, because you kept talking so much you ain't giving time to say what he had to say. Now listen to what I'm saying.
I'm going to get at you. Continue speaking.
Okay, now listen. Now, you sat there and you said this guy is stalking you. In order for a person to stalk you, you had to do something, even the nigga's a Looney Tune. And for you to give him your number for him to stalk you, that's your fault. That's nobody to blame but yours. You gave him the number because he took you out to eat. So when he took you out to eat and you gave him his number, gave him the number, he was expecting something. So you can't blame that man for stalking you because you put yourself in that predicament.
Right. Okay. You done?
I'm done, Sassy. Go on ahead.
No, I'm saying, are you done?
I said, I'm done, Miss Sassy. Go on ahead.
Oh, okay. Now, let me explain something to you.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Oh, boy. Well, at least I'm not going to be yelling all irate like you were.
I'm not yelling. I'm talking.
Okay, it's my turn. Okay, it's my turn.
He has angry sex. I guarantee you, sex with him is angry. He bites and pulls hair. He calls him bitches.
No.
My name is Sean, and let me explain.
I only do angry sex if my fiance wants me to do angry sex. Other than that, it's a love thing. But go on.
Okay. Let me address what you just was saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's guys that I have been going out with who's been begging to take me out, who haven't spent a nickel on me, who is sweating like ridiculous. Those are part of the stalkers, too. So I'm going to have to reject your comment about he wanted a little bit of change from dinner. Second of all, if there's nobody can take me anywhere that I can't afford to take myself. That's number two. Okay? Oh. So the next thing is this. Like
you're
I was saying.
Right, bro.
Like I was saying, what she's doing is she's not sticking to the subject. She's trying to give her personal life upon the subject. But go on ahead.
Honey, go on ahead. Everything that you said, you the one who came off talking about he wants something for that little dinner.
Exactly. That's
now.
The way some
he,
men
right,
are.
Right, so
you saying
right,
he
so
don't
I'm,
want it.
Right,
I'm
right,
telling
right,
you
listen.
He do. But
well,
go on
I'm
ahead.
I'm telling you that there's a few that haven't, it hasn't even reached that. You see me in the street, you bump into me every day and, like, just thirst. The thing is that guys.
It's not thirst. It's lust. All they want is the booty. Some of them,
okay,
that's all,
right.
Some of them, that's all they want is the booty.
Okay, let's share this another way.
But let me
way.
Just say this
what
to you.
What happens once they get the booty, then why are they stalking?
Now, let me tell you something. There's dudes who I've hit. Let me tell you. I remember I was one guy. He was packing, okay? Crazy. But he was whack. I boned him and was like, you got to go. He was tearing my phone up, right? What's up? He was like, why you won't answer my calls? I was like, you know what, seriously, because you were weak. Like, it was whack. I was like, you got the equipment,
but
you was whack. Hold on. No, it's my go. So then, you know, you sitting up there talking about chicks get strung out on a winky. Dudes, honey, dudes get pussy whipped quicker. Listen, dudes get pussy whipped fast.
Oh,
let's
don't
get
me wrong.
Right.
I'm not saying dudes don't get it.
Snack.
I'm not saying dudes
get
don't get
whipped. You get some good titty, you're done. You're done. You'll be ready to write home to the everybody. Oh,
No.
Like,
you
know,
you've seen a movie, just like you have a dude, like you said, big jock, but can't rock. You understand? Females, you want on the other hand, all of them ain't good shit like that. You understand?
No, I've heard it all. Cotton balls, you know, deep abyss snatches. Yeah, they got that going on. But like I said, when they get something good, they be open like a can of, oh my God, you can't get rid of the bum. Anyway.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Wait, Miss Kitty, Sean. Hold on, y'all. I need to get a little
Kitty
control of the show real quick.
Personal.
Yeah, wait, listen. I need to get control of the show real quick. So hold on, y'all. I want to listen for all
so
those who are listening,
need,
and right now, you have this.
You're a little angry.
What did you say, sir?
Hold on, you got to hold this real quick. For all those who are just tuning in right now, you're just tuning in to Z Stylish Radio. We are having it going down tonight. This Wednesday night. This is your host, Picasso. You are on Love Fantasy. My co-host tonight is the deputy chief and editor of Don Diva, which is Ms. Leslie.
Wait a minute, Keith is on here? No. Listen,
whoever that is, you got to turn that down, please. Now, hold up. Let me finish this real quick. Now, I come to the part of the show where we're going to actually do something, and I know a lot of y'all have been waiting to see what's going on with these Jim Jones tickets. I want to slow down this conversation real quick. I want to slow this down because it is really getting heated. I got Sean on the phone. I got Mike on the phone. I got Cobra Khan on the phone. I got Rachel on the phone. I have Selena on the phone. I have Kitty on the phone. I have Miss T.C. Hollins, who is the host of Tuesday Night Sports Talk here on GQ Palace Radio with T.C. Hollins and the mayor. Now, I'm at this point because I already know this is getting really heated. So now, this is what I want to do. I want to go into this song. Now, before we get back into this conversation, people, please just give me a minute. Work with me here on this one. Okay. We're going to go into the song by LMB. It's called Miss You. When we come back after the song, because I'm going to get these tickets out the way. So myself and my co-host will be giving the tickets to the next caller who calls in after the song. So that means we're going to go back into the topic. When the phone boards and the switchboards light up, we will be giving you a pair of tickets to, that's right, Miss Les from Don Diva's. She has Jim Jones and Babes Long Island. And actually, we're going to switch up the song because, oh, wow, this is crazy. You have to see how my phone lines are going up behind me. Matter of fact,
they light up like crazy.
I know, right? Yo, listen, my next one is going to be My Body by Chris Livingston. But even before we get into that, when we come back, my girl Les, she's going to be giving away the pair of tickets. Now, mind you, she's doing this Jim Jones of Age Long Island. She has actually invited GQ Palace. We're going to be out there. We're going to be doing it big with them. So when we come back after the song, after the song, we're going to be sitting there and we're going to get into this ticket. So I want all of my callers who are online, who are in this discussion, we are talking about three-way relationships. I want y'all to stay put. It's going down. We're getting into the song by Chris Livingston here on GQ Palace Radio.
You gon' feel me up and down. We gon' get it on. Yeah, we are. You know? I'ma do you right. You gon' do me right. We gon' do this, baby. Listen.
You're my body, on your body. Kissing and loving, feeling and touching. You're my body, on your body. Kissing and loving, feeling and touching. This is a strategy to use to start to move. I really love it, take my time and play it through. When women see this, they react in such a way. They really want to give me more, yeah. Touch, touch my body, girl. Touch my body, girl. Touch my body, girl. Touch my body, girl. Touch your body, babe. So let me touch your body, babe. Oh yeah. Feel my body on your body, kissing and rubbing, feeling and touching. Feel my body on your body, kissing and rubbing, feeling and touching. When you treat a woman right in every way, she will never be decided. She's there to stay. For the best of you, satisfy the very need, yeah. Touch, let me touch your body, girl. 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 Touch,
let me touch your body, girl.
Yes, I do. So let me
feel your body,
let me feel your body.
I wanna touch your body.
Back with your host Picasso and my co-host Ms. Leslie, who is the deputy editor in chief, Adon Diva. And before we went to the break, I was bringing out who's on the line. And Ms. Shelley, I ain't forget you, girl. You were just getting that mic, so I'm definitely keeping you around. We're going to definitely listen. Let me run down to y'all who's on the line with us. What we're talking about tonight is love triangles. Have you been in one? What you think about them? Things of that nature. I have the lovely Miss Rachel on the line. I have the lovely Miss Selena on the line. I have Miss T.C. Hollins, who hosts a Tuesday night here on GQ Palace Radio. But T.C. Hollins is in there. They got sports talk. I got Sean on the line. Of course, now Miss Shelly, I'm gonna give you yours real quick. I got Miss Shelly
who's been getting that. I got Miss Shelly on the line. I got Miss Kitty on the line, who's been getting that song. And boy, he's been getting heated up. I got Mike on the line. Now, once again, calling right now to win those free tickets for Jim Jones and Dave's Long Island with Eureka Rose. So I'm going to let y'all know it's going to be going down October the 20th. You're definitely going to want to be there at the Barrington's in Long Island. Now, that was Chris Livingston with My Body. Now, let's get back to you, Miss Kitty. You was writing up my man Sean. What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was asking, I have it.
You know what I think, Ray?
I think the two of them.
Who was going to have it? Who was going
to
have it?
I think the two of them need to just get together and have passionate, angry, rough sex.
Why? Well, see, right? let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you. I'm not mad at all. I'm very happy. I'm happy with my fiance, my kids.
You sound like an angry bird right now.
You sound like an angry rapper.
Well, what it is, see, you know what it is? Y'all not used to a man talking to y'all the way I talk to y'all. So that's why
how
I
did
think
you
he's angry.
Talk? I think you're just not used to getting yourself.
Hold on, I got to question.
Let me explain something to you. You said I sound like an angry bird.
Hold on 1 second.
You sound like an angry bird right now.
Hold on, I got to get control of
this. Y'all sound like I'm not even going to get into that. But anyway.
Come on, why don't you obey the host? He said be quiet.
Wait for 2 seconds.
Wait, who is this?
The number to call in is 646-200-3838. Once again, the number to call in is 646-200-3838. Just press the 1. Go ahead, Mr. Sean. You can get back into it.
Sean needs somebody to whoop his ass. He needs a spanking.
The car settled.
Yes, love.
Just what was Kitty with?
Did I hear Miss Kitty was on the phone?
That's right.
What's
I got
up?
Hello, Miss Kitty.
What's up, honey?
I got Kitty on the line. Wait, I'm going to tell you all who I got on the line.
Okay.
I have Kitty on the line. I have Shelly on the line. I have Shelina on the line. I have Rachel on the line. I have Mike on the line. I have Sean on the line. Well, you know you got your host and your co-host. We always rocking. Once again,
yo,
y'all got
yo,
the
yo, everybody.
600,
hello.
How you doing? If you're trying to win those tickets, let's
get back into this debate. Sean, listen, I'm sorry that I stepped on your toes and hurt your little telephone feelings, but it was nothing personal, boo. Okay.
See, like, you see what you saw the last?
Hey, the only thing I didn't know was going to have all of this. I simply said men catch feelings. It's harder for a man in a love triangle because we simply start out as wanting a one-night stand, and before we know it, it turns into this whole big love triangle. He's in love.
No.
He's in love. See? We're just one big, happy, in love family.
Nobody's upset. You see, it seems like y'all got upset, but nobody's upset.
Sean, you know what, boo, get off the ceiling. Bring it down a notch. Calm down. Talk, you know. Be easy.
But you the
be
one,
soft.
Miss Lady, all right, you know what? All right, you know what, Miss Lady? You the one that came up talking about an onion booty and everything. Okay, first
who
of all,
said,
females
I
don't talk like
nobody
that.
A,
okay.
Who said an onion booty?
What
are you
but
talking
you
about?
Do, listen. What
you
do is you get on the air.
You confuse me.
All right, who am I speaking to?
My name is Kitty, and I don't know what's
okay, well, Kitty, I'm sorry, Kitty. I, you're right. I confused you. You're definitely right. I apologize.
Definitely. That's
it
not even
you.
In my lingo.
I definitely apologize to you. My bad, Miss
Kitty.
You wasn't
no
the
problem.
One. Okay, I apologize.
It's
I
not
apologize.
The first time you've been wrong in this conversation, baby.
You know what, Kitty?
Wow.
You know what, Kitty?
I love it.
Don't do that.
You know what, Kitty?
Yes.
I got to talk to my co-host about something real quick. Let me ask you a question real quick, right? We're giving away a pair of tickets tonight. I got a call on the line. They're waiting to get a pair of tickets. But what I want to know from you is, being that you're running basically the show with the Jim Jones situation, can we give away a second pair of tickets tonight? Is that possible?
I'm feeling very generous. And you know, since it is my party,
see, that
I
was
say
your
why
problem.
Not do it. I say why not do it.
See, that that was your problem, being generous. That's why you went.
Hold on, y'all. Gotta let me do this real quick. All right, Miss Leslie. I need everybody to hold on, Miss Leslie. Me and you gonna do this. We have actually the winner for the first pair of tickets. Miss Janine, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hello, is it Janine?
Yes.
Hi, Ma.
Hey, Janine.
You are the winner. You are the winner. Hi. Of the Jim Jones Invades Long Island.
See, I don't like the way you did that, Picasso.
So
Janine, guess
what?
I'm sorry. Say it again. What you said? Janine, guess what? Guess what, boo? What? You rolling with me October 20th.
Mm-hmm.
We hanging out in Barrington, Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be chilling in VIP
with,
mm-hmm, Jim Jones, Eureka Rose, my models for the night, and my whole entire Vampire Life crew. October 20th, we invading Long Island. You with me? Because you dance for a 1-2 ticket.
Okay, I'm rolling with me. I don't even know who me is, but.
Trust me. You'll know who he is at the end of, by the end of the night. Once you hit Barrington, you're going to have a good time. I'm going to make sure you have a good time. I'm going to set you up really nice, really lovely, and you're going to have a ball once you're there. All you got to do is pick up your ticket.
All right, so so before you get off the line, Miss Janine, I'm going to bring you in on this conversation. And before we go any further, all of the GQ Palace family will be out there too, because we are actually into this event too with you. So I want y'all to actually know one thing real quick. The first pair of tickets are gone. You still have a chance to win the second pair of tickets.
And the next caller better be excited. Otherwise, you're not getting it. I'm going to hear. I want you to scream and yell, drop the phone, pick it back up. Come on, hold on a minute, stay tapped out. I want, if you're not excited, you don't get them.
She wants y'all to be as excited as Sean is about him and his bogus
kids.
Just press the 1. Now, Brother Sean, he was getting got out of that Kitty, but I got Janine on the line.
But
so
you know what?
What you got,
Kitty,
say,
Kitty is lonely. That's what it is, see? Kitty is a kitty cat that's lonely. See, I can't
wait.
Figure that out.
Wait. Hold on.
I can't figure that out.
Hold on, Sean.
Pump your
brakes, Barbie.
Kitty cat.
First of all, have
kitty
you ever
cat,
met me? Sean, have you ever met me?
No, but I can tell by your tone.
Hold on.
I can tell by your tone.
You rolling with the
Miss Cleo,
call me now.
What's that? I can tell by your whole persona how you are. You see, you one of those chicks.
No, not at all. What it is that, see, hold on.
See, you lost. Now you bring it down a notch.
That's what I'm trying to find. What I said to you, get your own ish while you ride the line.
Relax. One thing you must realize is you talk too much and you're yelling. Relax yourself. Breathe. Ooh. Exhale. Let it
don't
out.
Worry,
exhale.
Sean. I'm gonna let you get your one nut off because you sound like a little man.
Believe me. If I get my nut off, believe me, it won't be with you. But
ooh,
I will get it off. Believe that.
You got that right.
Believe that. So now let me explain, because it sounds like you're getting uptight and upset. But it's all love and entertainment here, so there's no reason to get upset.
I can't wait to respond to this wing tip.
You can't get upset. See, because you're making it sound like you a golden head, but you know what?
Honey, listen, please.
You're
procrastinating. Say something.
You understand?
Go back to the other end of the
Sean, you saying
stop
something, but
yelling.
Wait,
y'all. First of all, you have to turn the radio down. You cannot
stop yelling.
The radio.
I don't know whether your phone is.
Go back to their corners.
Hold on, because they came out fighting.
Sean Boo, I got a question.
Are you ready to say something?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I didn't come out fighting.
Ring the bell again.
And Kitty is throwing body blows.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Oh man.
You see what you caused tonight? You had to come up in here looking all fine. All
Listen, I apologize. First of all, you should have put a disclaimer. But I do apologize. No,
For real, I'm not upset. I don't know. This is Leslie from the Don Diva magazine, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, see, you could tell when a person upset because they respond to another person while they talk.
No, because they keep saying they're not
mad.
I'm not
upset.
You keep saying
that.
I don't understand why you keep
Believe me,
that.
I have no reason to get upset.
All right. You sound like you're on the ceiling right now.
I'm going to pay for a room for the two of you.
No, that's all right. I'm getting married. I have a fiance. I have a house. I don't need a room, but thank you.
Hey,
I appreciate it, though, Leslie. I appreciate it, though. Thanks for the offer, but I'm going to slide. You can slide that to Mike.
Hold on.
I feel like I just got body blows.
No, wait, Leslie.
I am happily engaged and about to get married. So, no.
Let's be a mute.
I got a question for you, Sean.
If we're going to talk, we have to talk.
Go ahead, Leslie.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Sean, I got
a question for you. How tall are you?
I am 6'1".
Okay, barely making it. All right.
Wait a minute. You know what I realize about you?
You need to go on a comedian show. Because I bet you one of those chicks. You one of those chicks that live in the projects, on welfare, bent up hills. You understand?
Yeah.
Don't got no man. You understand?
I figure like this. Sean.
You probably light skinned. You probably about 5'7", 5'8". You got a
how
belly.
You
understand?
Please,
I can tell by your persona, by the way you talk.
Why would you sound light skinned?
You sound like a hood rat, to be truthful with you.
Oh, damn.
You sound like a hood rat.
Sean, now you're taking it personal. That's Sean.
Hold on. I only said that you were barely making it with the height because I prefer
that.
Let me put it like this.
You're getting so offensive.
Is that where you came from?
Listen, all right. I'm not upset with nobody.
That means you
should
not be talking about
my
life.
Sean, they need to play Jim Jones because you're jumping out the window on me. If you feel like I offended you, I do apologize.
No, you didn't offend me.
It's not a defense. I'm having fun. That's what I'm doing. I'm keeping it real.
Me too, Sean.
All jokes aside, I'm having fun. That's all I'm doing.
Listen, I could definitely get with the insults, but I really don't do the juvenile.
But if you feel like I insulted you, I apologize.
No, you didn't insult me.
I'm just having fun.
Okay, let me just explain you something, Lucy.
Okay, wait.
Hello, the host and the co-host got to get control of the show.
Yes, honey.
Thank you, the host and the co-host have to get control of the show. We cannot let y'all run amok on this show.
That was Sean. He was out of control.
That was Kitty.
That was Sean.
He was out of control.
Listen, Sean, they was ringing the bell.
We need to get control of the show. So now listen, because you know, listen. That's right.
They had to ring the bell on him. He was still going off.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Listen, I need to get into this song real quick, right? Yeah, I got to do this. Y'all killing me right now. Listen, this is not Monday. This is not Dallas' show. We're not going to do that tonight. I got the deputy chief and editor Don Devo on the line. Y'all got to show a little bit more class here. So let's do this democratically, all right? Listen, people.
We having
next
fun.
The next song is LMV, Miss You. We're going to come back. When we come back, Dina, we are allowed to give out a second pair of tickets. I need to call the next caller to come in. You will be first off the first pair of tickets. Congratulations, Miss Janine. Very glad that you won that. We need one more caller to call in.
It's not.
And they gotta be excited. They gotta
be really excited. Now those tickets are for Jim Jones and Basil Allen with Eureka Rose, with the Deputy Chief Panetta, the Adon Diva, and the GQ Palace family. We will all be out there going to party, tear it up on October 20th at the Barrington's in Long Island. So before we go any further, once again, the next caller to call in, because I only got 10 minutes of the show, people. So we're going to come back with everybody fist fighting in the ring, as you heard the bell going off and everything else like that. You are here with your host, Picasso. You are here with my co-host, the lovely Ms. Leslie, who is the deputy in chief for Don Diva. And we're giving in the LVM Miss You here on GQ Palace Radio.
Looking good tonight. I just wanna tell you how I feel.
Please turn that down. Thank you.
Whose music is that?
I have no clue. But listen, you're here with your host, Picasso. You're here with my lovely and beautiful co-host, Ms. Leslie, who's the deputy chief and editor of Don Diva Hey Sexy.
Hey, hey.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, Miss Janine, I got you on the line. You were the first pair ticket winner. I want to hear your thoughts. Have you ever been in? Have you ever been in a three-way relationship? Janine.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry.
My phone is ringing in my ear. I apologize.
Have I ever been in a what relationship?
A three-way relationship.
Never.
I love triangles.
Oh, she's better.
That I know about or that I knew about.
That you knew about.
That I knew about.
Did you willingly go into one?
No.
Okay, wait.
That's
kind of
weird.
Somebody's got a lot of background noise.
Yeah, somebody's
Janine.
Nobody asked me that question.
Who's that?
I don't have no background. I'm quiet.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, I heard somebody say we ain't asked you the question. Who we ain't asked the question to?
Kitty.
All right, well, hold on, Kitty. I'm going to get to you.
Wait,
because I got some. I think I got some for Kitty and Miss Janine. Now, wait. Miss Janine, have you ever been involved in that situation?
Not willingly.
Not willingly? Where does that come from? Wait a minute. What does that mean?
That means that I've never been in a three-year relationship where I knew about the other chick willingly. Like, I didn't know. I can't say that I've been in a relationship where I was his girlfriend and she was a friend and I knew about.
Okay.
But let me ask you a question. Once you found out about her, did you stay?
Would I stay?
Did you stay? Once you found out about her, did you stay?
Yeah.
Then it was willingly.
Oh, it was willingly.
Now I had the choice.
Okay.
And the choice was to stay. So you willingly went in.
The choice was, I'm already here, I'm already doing it, I might as well continue.
Did she ever find out about it?
No, I don't think so.
What made you stay? Was it the sex or was it what he was telling you?
It was more or less, I'm already doing it, I might as well keep going.
But did he tell you, did he tell you anything like before? Or after, like, you know, he wasn't with anybody and you was the only one.
It was more or less like, oh, this was like this, but it's not like this anymore. But come to find out that it never stopped.
By then, though, you caught feelings, correct?
Yes.
This is my whole point. She just proved my whole point.
Yeah,
we go
mine
on
too.
Emotions and feelings based on what you're telling us. Not that.
My point also.
Now, hold on.
There's too much on the market now for us not to be satisfied. We got all kinds of sex toys. I got one right now that vibrates the music.
Okay, now hold on. Yo, listen, we only got 2 minutes. We only have 2 minutes left on the show. So our next caller would be Kim. Kim, are you there to win the free ticket? And wait. Like Ms. Leslie said, you better sound excited. So guess what, girlfriend? Kim, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, so I guess
you're
here.
I don't hear enthusiasm in your voice, Kim. You got to be like, yeah, this is Kim. Kaboom, Kim stepped in the room. That's what I want to hear. Hello, Kim.
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
No. Let's do it again. We got 2 more minutes. Kaboom, Kim stepped in the room. Let's go work with me now. Kaboom. Kim.
I'm out.
1 minute left, people. 1 minute left.
Hey, y'all show is cute. Sean, I'll get at you another time, little wingtip.
Wait, I don't want you to go nowhere because, I need everybody to hold on. Listen, Shelly and Kitty, I'm going to do you both a favor. I need you to stay online, give my producers your information because you're going out there with Miss Leslie to the Jim Jones and Bayswalk Island, so I'm giving y'all a few tickets.
Listen, hold tight,
Miss Janine. You know you're going with us, Jim Jones and Miss Kim. You will be bringing this up along with us, too. Now, listen, y'all, I got to thank my lovely co-host for being with me tonight, the lovely, the unforgettable Miss Leslie, who is the deputy chief editor of Don Diva. That's
Hello?
Yeah.
I want to thank the listeners for calling in, and y'all have a good night here on GQ College Radio. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Night. Good night.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye. Good night.
And ladies, stay on the line and get your tickets.
Hello?
Life ain't perfect, life ain't perfect. Life ain't perfect, life ain't perfect. Life ain't perfect, life ain't perfect. Struggling and hustling, this life ain't perfect. Thinking about the stars that I'm facing, taught a hard lesson. Gotta get this cash, gotta get it fast. The snitching ass haters got the fans on my ass. You know, that's how it be when you out in the streets. I stay low, got haters mad, cause I'm stacking these G's. My mission is about complete money everywhere I see. Gotta stay on top of game when you living in this fame. Struggling, hustling, this life ain't perfect. How I'm living, man, life ain't worth it. Trying to get my own, hustling to the moon. That is what I want, it's time to get my own. Struggling and hustling, life ain't worth it. Living how I'm living, man, life ain't worth it. Trying to get my own, hustling to the moon. That is what I want, it's time to get my own.
Hustling, hustling, struggle, struggle, struggle. They say they will not budge. Well, I gotta muscle it, taking what I can. The powers come from a man, me, myself, and I. And now you understand. The ladies say they love me, but they feelings off the chain. One minute they wanted, the other minute they say they can't. I decay, but hey, I know I gotta make it out of the way. So we gonna do it like this every day.
Struggling and hustling, this life ain't perfect. Living how I'm living, man, life ain't worth. Tryna get my own, hustle it to the moon. That is what I want, it's time to get my own. Struggling and hustling, life ain't perfect. Living how I'm living, man, life ain't worth it. Tryna get my own, hustle it to the moon. That is what I want, it's time to get my own. World is spinning in the sky, it's the limit. The world keeps spinning and the sky is the limit. The world keeps spinning and the sky is the limit. The world keeps spinning and the sky is the limit.
Living how I'm living, man, life ain't.